Some delegates showed support for state-funded public radio and television by placing the iconic Sesame Street Elmo doll on their desk. House Minority Leader Ward Armstrong argued that public broadcasting is a core government function, and if the nation's forefathers had a say, they would agree.
George Washington had the U.S. government appropriate funding to provide postage, government money, tax dollars, for the dissemination of newspapers.
House Majority Leader Kirk Cox, a teacher, agrees that there's an educational component, but said it's not a core state function and should not get state funding.
I think most classroom teachers will tell you they might use it, certainly not like 10 or 15 years ago. I mean, a good example would be myself. I certainly don't use it as a government teacher. You can do all kinds of enhanced Google searches. I can give you a whole host of websites that teachers can go to now for planning materials, etc. So a lot of the things are already out there, and as a matter of fact, I think it'll be used less and less.
On a 61-39 vote, the House agreed to the amendment to phase out funding over 2 years. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.